Waking up is never easy, especially when our lives are so full of being told what to do, say, and expect. Now is the time to see the truth of your own reality and step into your own power. It is important to share the plain, simple truth about what is really essential in our daily lives and how to adapt to a higher consciousness. Every week on Ask Dino Radio, Dean Thomas will share guidance and tips that will help you navigate the matrix, leading you to a far more rewarding and whole life without losing your mind. Together, we can make a difference and allow others to see that unconditional love is the way forward and can truly influence the way we live today. And now, the host of Ask Dino Radio, Dean Thomas.
And tonight we're going to talk about, or this afternoon, or good morning, wherever you are, we're going to talk about past life memories and how important and intrinsic they are in our current life. And I've got a very dear soul sister with me from Canada, Terry. Hi, good evening.
Good evening.
How are you?
Good, and yourself?
I'm feeling good, actually. The energies are really good this evening.
Yeah, pretty good here, too.
Wonderful. Great. So, Terry, I met you, reconnected with you, just over a year ago now. I remember that day that I rescued you somehow.
Yes. It's an awful day when you showed up.
But one can sort of, is what we call being in the right place at the right time. And I think, you know, this is how we met, how we reconnected, is quite symbolic. And you can call it deja vu, right place, right time, past life memory, past life reoccurrence, a repeating of something from the past. But I think, you know, when we, you know, we sense these things and we sense that we need to do something or we know something and we need to tell somebody something, and everything happens for a reason. And, you know, this whole journey, this awakening journey is something that we've done before. We're just remembering.
And yeah, it very much is like that, because I remember when I reconnected with you on that day, I felt like I know this person already. It was very strange.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But now technology is here that we're able to, I suppose, tap into others, tap into what's going on outside in the real world. And I mean, I know that I've had many past life flashbacks when I'm connected with fellow soul family members, particularly now this energy, now I'm more awake, this energy is sort of, we know instinctively when to reach out and contact one another. Normally if there's something wrong going on or there's some celebration going on, we seem to have this being able to connect or recognize when to connect at the right time.
Yes, it is very much like that. We do feel a connection that sometimes you don't realize it, that you could be thinking of someone and decide to reach out to them and realize the next day that they were going through something, but that your feeling of thinking of this person with this connection you have with them, you just, all of a sudden, I need to reach out to this person. And it's very strange when you meet soul family, because you've only known them for such a short while and you have this deep connection with them already, an understanding of who they are and how they are.
Yeah, I mean, I think what one of the things that I was on one of my deep walks the other day along the River Danube, and I was walking along and merrily talking to myself out loud, as I do. And I was trying to, I suppose, connect with Source and to really get a grasp of what we need to do as man, as human beings, to change this, to change what we are and change what's going on. And, you know, the stuff that I was coming out was very profound. It was like, okay, we need to go back to simple communication. We've got such an incredible set of languages and words around the world, that silly little misunderstandings or miscommunications through words can start serious situations, and you know, how do we communicate primitively when we were, you know, when we first evolved? And this is what we need to go back to, this purity, this discovery, because we've got so much at our fingertips that we can touch it. We just have to remember where it's been. And I do believe that, you know, past life memory or soul memory or past life regression, whichever we want to do, we have this sense of deja vu. We've been here before. We've done this before. And it sort of brings this feeling of nostalgia back to you.
Yes. And also I find that I think how we used to communicate was telepathically. And I think it's trying to remember how to return to that. And I think my experience with Soul Family is kind of a telepathy you experience with them. And it's hard to understand at first. It triggers past life memories, and you see where that person played a part in your journey in the past, or where they could have, where you agreed to show up in each other's lives at this point, this life.
Yeah, so we're looking at patterns. I mean, repeating.
Yes, yeah.
You know, and this is one of the things that intrigued me 25, 26 years ago on my travels around the world, choosing places to live. I mean, I lived in Australia. The first time I went to Australia was in 1996. And so 20 years ago is when I first discovered past life regression. And this was part of my therapy then, that I decided to elect past life regression. And what it felt like was literally a flashback in time. And I physically experienced and mentally experienced what was going on at that time. I was that person. I was living that person. Yeah. And it was like a movie. And what I did was file it away and said, okay, what was the moral of the story behind this life? You know, I didn't look at the characters. I didn't play much into who these people were, even though I know who they are. And I look at what they achieved or what they were striving to achieve in that lifetime and how that resonates with my current lifetime. And what that led to was a sequence of other past life memories, further regressions. And what that brought to surface was certain character traits that are in me today. And you know, these character traits of past lives resonate completely to who I am today. And yeah. I do believe, you know, if I look at where my journey has taken me throughout my life, the places I've been, the spiritual centers I've visited, and how I grew up as a child and through my teenage years, I can see that there is a path. There is a path going. Where it's going, it doesn't matter. And I think, you know, one of the things that we do have to try and forget is to plan. And, you know, we just really need to get back in touch with our heart and our soul. And we need to purge all of this energy that we brought with us. And past life memory is one of those things that does allow us to purge the soul memory and the energy associated with that life that we brought with us to remember. And as we begin to remember, we can untap the unlimited resource that we have as human, as souls today. And I think, you know, when you look at, I know, Terry, I've triggered you many times on past life journeys, and you know, I know that I speak to other soul family members, and it seems when we're connected, one of us is triggering the other.
Yeah.
And you know, I've actually witnessed other people's past lives and being guided to share them with them. And this, you know, when this happens sometimes, I just go into auto writing mode. So I know that it's coming, you know, it's not touching my mind, it's coming straight from my soul. And it's incredible, you know, when we release these past life memories or go through regression And when we release them, we actually, we're untapping this unlimited resource that we have of source.
Yeah. And I find too, the more you go into your past lives and you notice the patterns you have, you become more aware of when those lessons come up again this time around, and which better choice to make a different outcome, because you're repeating these patterns for a reason, and it's becoming conscious of where is the lesson and where did I fail last time, and you just become a whole lot more aware when you've remembered these old patterns, these old things you continuously repeated over and over.
Yep. I mean, one of the things that I believe with these past life, you know, memories, we are made up of all of these individuals that have been, and you know, I know many souls that are remembering who they truly were. And it's quite bizarre when we're talking to somebody, I remember this time and that time, and I resonate with this place. And one of the things that I do urge the listeners to go through is to think of places that resonate with you. Is there somewhere in the world that you want to go to, that you're drawn to go and see? Or is there a particular region? You know, if you're unable to travel, just do some research on this region, and you'll be surprised what it untaps, and the more you go into it, it resonates with you, and it's certainly like a journey back home, but it's a journey of who you are, and we'll pick up on this after the break.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
This is Terry Van Horn, and I want to invite you to join me for my weekly radio show, Healing Light, on OM Times Radio every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Healing Light, we want to bring love, light, and blessings into your world. You can find out more about us at www.healinglightonline.com. Blessings.
Hi, everyone. This is Shay Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTRFM. This is Shay Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle. The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Oh, it's coming into summer. I love the choice of music. So, past life memories. We're going back in time. We're going back to self-discovery, to our true authentic self. And one of the things that we have failed to do as human race is to fully remember what we've done before. And we, as the human race has evolved, it's just repeating everything that it's done before. It's a vicious circle. You know, everything that since man has begun to evolve is surrounding greed. And I believe every past life memory that I've had has shown one side of greed. Back in Roman times, for example, greed and struggle for power and victory and monarchy, pure power and strength, but with an intention that turned into something more egoistic. So the vision was there, but the greed overtook. And there are other past lives that I recall where I've been a monk or a mediator or a man of peace or a writer. And, you know, I turned 50 years old this week, and never in my life in the last year and a half, I've written so much. And I believe this is because I've awoke and I'm remembering the skills that I have. And one of the skills that I do have is writing. And I'm now standing in my own, let's say, power, my own light, and writing words of wisdom based upon experience and based upon first-hand knowledge of this that's going on. I've gone through past life regression, and I do believe that this is a key to unlocking our true identity. And how we merge all of this together in this current life form or light being is to change the outcome. This is the lesson that we have to learn, is to change the outcome of what's happened in our lives previously. Because I can assure you, most of us have ended lives in a terrible way that we recall. And we have to look at the reasons for that. And this is why we can research the characters that we believe we were. And you can see the character traits in them that are now in you. And this helps you to identify things that you should change. And one of the things is that we should embrace everything that we've done, no matter how grotesque or violent it was, or how peaceful and how tranquil it was. It's up to us to release these energies and the baggage that came with it and say, thank you, I've learned my lesson. Thank you, I'm not going to repeat this again. And then it's remembering that word, those words that you've said when you've released that energy. It's reminding yourself on a day-to-day basis that you are grateful for everything that you are, and you're grateful to Source because you are a divine being.
Yes, and it's also like releasing and making different choices when you recognize the patterns. And it's also when you well, especially since I've awoken and have had past life regressions, is remembering also where I left off and what I wanted to do, and mission-wise or whatever. It's just remembering my purpose and what I was not able to complete in those other lifetimes. And it was remembering that and my purpose here as well. Going back into my past lives helped me remember my purpose.
Mm. Yeah, but I think, one of the things is it's important to remind the listeners is that this is an ongoing process. You know, we remember things, we relate to things. It's still our own free will to change that outcome. And those that are awakening, you know, they sometimes slip off the path and they go to explore the shadow side again because that's where they're drawn to. And, you know, we will be pulled back onto the light path through an incident or a memory that we have or something that we don't enjoy. And we remember, oh, we're supposed to be going this way. And this is based upon what we remember is, okay, I'm not going to do this again. And you make that choice consciously. But you still have to remind yourself and work with yourself to remembering what you've decided to change. And this is part of the process, and this process is ongoing. And I don't believe, you know, for any stretch of my imagination that I'm going to stop this process until the day I leave this planet. And I believe this is a lot of us that are awakening now and going through ascension, especially the young ones that are awakening now, they're very adept. They're very quick to learn the information. They're quick to gain information, and they're remembering far quicker. And one of the things that you and I had a chat about, I think yesterday or the day before, Terry, was how quickly we are growing and changing and adapting and adjusting our day-to-day living because of something that we're remembering or something that we're reminded of doing.
Yes, it's happening a lot quicker. The whole process of emotions and thoughts, and it's never been so quick for me to deal with my issues since I've woken up.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the important things to remember when we're having past life memories or soul memories. They can come to us in many forms. They can come to us as flashbacks. You know, we can be walking somewhere and be going way back in time. We could be sitting talking with somebody and we just have a memory or an image flash into our minds, and you think, wow, where was I here 120 years ago? Or somebody will say something and it will automatically bring a memory back to you.
Yes.
And it's knowing that they do exist, and not, instead of dismissing them as just a fluke or something that's just crazy, is explore it, because there is something there. These images come to you for a reason. And the same when you have dreams. You know, your dreams, you know, normally I associate soul memory and past life memory as a nightmare, because we're releasing, we're going through the layers of the onion and we're getting to the core of us, and we need to release all of this, let's say, the not so pleasant side of who we've been and what we've done or what we've witnessed. And it's acknowledging those and giving thanks for that memory. And it allows you to expand your consciousness. And this is something that I've strongly said since I've started writing. This is not about evolution. This is about expansion. Expansion of the conscious mind. Something that's been blinkered by man who's evolving, and man's evolving for the wrong reasons, and more that of us that are awaking are questioning all that is. We're questioning the very foundation of society, what it's based upon, its principles, how did it come about, and where are we in this today? And we don't agree with half of what's going on in the world because it's not serving us. It's not serving truth. It's serving greed and gluttony. And we know this environment very, very well because we've probably played a role in it previously. And we can lift the veils of illusion very quickly. We can see behind certain things. And we may find ourselves, and I know that I've done this a few times in positions that I've been in, is identifying people for their character through intuition or through instinct. It's something that, you know, you can go into a place and you can identify somebody that you need to avoid, or somebody that's going to cause trouble, or somebody that you know, is going to threaten your space, or is going to, you know, make you feel uncomfortable. And if you're aware of these things, you're able to process your response and not react to a situation. And this is, you know, living in the here and now. You're everything that we need to know is inside us. It's contained within us. It's in our DNA. It's in our mind, is in our soul. It's implanted on us, and we'll always be reminded of what we're doing and where we're going. But as we said at the beginning, it's still our free will to decide which path to take. And I know recently, you know, I can talk about all of the five planets that are in retrograde right now, and all of the energies around that are bringing all of these things to the surface. So there's a lot of crazy people out there right now. I don't know what it's like in Toronto, Terry, but I know, you know, here is people are running around like headless chickens.
Well, I'm in Ottawa.
Oh, sorry, Ottawa.
It's pretty relaxed at the moment, I've been pretty much of a hermit in the last while, so it's not too sure what's going out on out there. But something that I see is that what's happened with technology, that we have all this information at our fingers, is that I think it's a big, it's giving us a lot of answers, but it's also causing a problem, is that everyone's searching outwards, looking everywhere else for the answers, and really the answers are with them, is going back to connecting to source, is connecting with them. And it's like the more people are looking for the outside sources, they're forgetting what we already know. And when you go within, you're remembering what you already know. I don't know if I'm explaining myself correctly.
No, that's right. You're remembering through a multitude of different things that are now present in our lives. You know, our psychic abilities are more prominent. Are
using our senses,
yes,
for the answers instead of logical, concrete, but using all of our senses to get the correct information, because there's so much more going on than even we know.
Oh, for sure. I mean, yeah. I mean, one of the things that I'm talking about, words, that we choose to listen to the words, but we don't listen to the feeling. We've lost,
yeah,
a lot of people have lost this sense of feeling or knowing.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, and this is, we need to switch back on to opening our mind and opening our hearts.
Yeah.
But we'll continue after this wonderful commercial.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Do you want to be a better communicator? Do you want to better connect with the important people in your life? Do you want to enrich your relationships? If so, join me, Matthew Cooper, on the Positive Control System show every Wednesday evening at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Om Times Radio. I'll meet you there.
Matt Connerton here. Join Jen Coffey and I twice a week for Matt Connerton Unleashed, a political talk show that's a little different than what you're used to. No liberal or conservative agenda here, just an honest dialogue about truth and how things really work in the world of politics. Matt Connerton Unleashed, every Tuesday and Thursday night at 11 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Well, here we are back again. I'm joined with by Terry, my wonderful soul sister, in Ottawa, not in Toronto, as I said earlier.
Yeah.
We're talking about past life memories and how they play a role in our lives today, because when we look back at it, we can see how they play a role in our lives today. And it is about this acknowledging, embracing it, and look deeper, because the deeper you look, the more clear and the more clarity that you have on what is out there. And it's limitless power that we have. And, you know, somebody suggested to me the other day that we have the ability to change the weather. If many of us ask for the weather to change, we can actually affect it. I suppose maybe that's a challenge. Let's all agree tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock Greenwich Mean Time that we'll all ask the divine to change the weather wherever we're living. But it's you know, when we start to remember or have soul memory flashback, it's something that comes to us and it's there for a reason, and it's for us to pay attention. And when you start to raise your consciousness and you're actually connecting with Source, you're inundated with overwhelming information, and it's going through your body, and it is like just a computer. When it finds the right frequency, it'll connect, it'll join the dots, and then you'll join the dots, and then you'll realize, oh, there is a bigger purpose to this. There is a bigger purpose to me being on this planet. I am to be loving, living in unconditional love and appreciating everything and not destroying anything. And that's, I believe, where we're trying to get to, this place of peace and tranquility. And where does it start? It starts with ourselves. And, you know, we have to remember this work that's ongoing. And, you know, I do encourage those that want to have past life memories is to go to see a regressionist on a face-to-face level and make sure that you feel comfortable with that person, because it's a very trusting experience. Or you can try it through meditation, guided meditation. And you can go on journeys with guided meditation. And it is all of this memory. And I know sometimes when I'm connected with another dear soul sister in the States, that I'm seeing her life, whether it's future, current or past, it doesn't matter. I've seen many, and I've gone on many journeys, and I'm describing these things, these images that I'm having in my head. And I think I've had the same conversation with you, Terry, is when I've seen one of your past lives, and I've seen this images flying all the way around my head. And I remember one of them was the poster. And you know, the images, one was color, one was black and white. And I knew that was significant for you, that information that was for you. And I have no idea why I remembered or why it was that information was given to me to share with you. But it happens a lot with others that I connect to, that I'm describing places where I am and this is where they've been, or this is their past lives. And I'm seeing the outcomes of those. So we all, on this journey, we're tapping into this vast memory banks. And if we utilize them, we can change all that is. We can live here and now. We can enjoy it without a fear or without worry that somebody's going to shoot us or somebody's going to blow up or the price of gold is going to be this. Let's be able to live in relative peace and calm and in love. And I believe this is why all of this energy is around right now, this planetary actions, the strategic positions of the planets. It's all pre-orchestrated. And, we were talking about this the other night, weren't we, about this pre-orchestration?
Yeah. And I find that we're all pieces of the puzzle, and especially when you start reconnecting with your soul family, they trigger within you soul memories. And it helps you reconnect things you've wondered about. Someone will come in or say something that will trigger a memory or complete your thought and will give you a greater understanding. And I find the more we connect with our soul family, these memories start coming back. We bring each other clarity.
So it's about sharing information, sharing our experience, or sharing, you know, I know many times that you and I are talking and something crazy will just come into my head and I just think about this, or I have this picture or this image. And this is a flashback. You know, I've gone walking sometimes on the riverbank and I've had a flashback, or I've had some form of memory of being or doing something on this place. And it's important that if certain things happen in your life around certain time periods, look at those dates closely in history and look at incidents that have happened on those days. And you may find some, you know, some past life relevance to that, because if there's certain things like there's a couple of dates in my life that are significant, and I've looked at those dates in respect of past life memory and seen that these particular dates were also very key in those person's lives. And it's almost as if you're being your own detective. You're trying to find out more information about who you are. You're going deeper and you're delving into it. And sometimes it can consume you, but it's this drive to get to your inner truth. And, you know, I was talking yesterday with somebody about the way that I teach is going back to this childhood state, this complete truth, this purity. And I was reminded that, you know, this is not to do with the mind. This is to do with the heart and the soul. But one of the things that we need to do is to train our mind to stop this conscious thought process of questioning why things are not going so well and every other blaming everybody else for everything. And we need to accept responsibility. And when we accept responsibility for who we are, we can begin to understand where we've been. And it everything that you've done in your life is a pattern that you've repeated from a previous life. And you may be feeling like you're going through 10 or 15 different lives, but it's possibly one or two lives that you're experiencing, or soul memories that you've got, lots of soul memories that you're bringing with you, where places that you've been. And, you know, there's some places that I've been in my life here, like a lot of times in Asia and the Southeast Asia particularly, you know, I've just gone to these places and found a reason to be there. And is this being aware that there are things that we're repeating from previous lives will allow you to have some more clarity. It's important to write these things down, because if you're a busy person, which most of us are, you have flashbacks at the most inopportune moment. And you'll tend to forget it. It's a bit like a dream. When you're sleeping, have a dream journal, because when you start to move in the morning, you disturb this memory that you've created from a dream. And you can start to see how it resonates with this life. And it's important that you don't read too much into it, what happened and why it happened and what was the lead and build up to it. What was the overall message is to look at the thing from a global perspective and not just look at tiny little instances in a dream, for example, because you drive yourself crazy.
And I find also it's when you understand how we are all connected, when certain things happen in your life, and if you're noticing the pattern or you understand why these people are in your life, and it helps you step back and see what is the lesson I'm needing to learn here.
Yeah.
It makes you appreciate every moment a lot more, because even in the bad, there is good to be learned, because the more we learn, the more we grow. And it's what's helped me when I'm in a situation is looking for the purpose of where's the lesson, where am I repeating the pattern, this for some reason feels familiar, it's somewhat different, but it's just hard to explain sometimes.
Yeah, people think we're crazy, you know, when we start to talk about this stuff. And this is one of the underlying reasons of me speaking openly about it, because it's nothing to be ashamed of, because there are hundreds of thousands, millions of people experiencing these things, but they're hiding it. And they're afraid to speak out about it, or the information that they're receiving is not good from wherever source they're getting their information from when they start to research. And this is, you know, the whole core of this radio show is about lifting the veils of illusion. And one of the things I recognize is I can very easily lift these veils off of situations and see the truth behind them and start to question them and question my purpose there.
You quickly realize, well, for me, it has become a lot quicker to realize when a situation comes up is, why has this situation arisen? Where am I to learn the lesson? Where am I to help that person learn a lesson? Mm-hmm. You just start seeing the bigger picture of everything.
Yeah.
Because there's so much more going on than, like I've said before, like than we realize. It's a tapestry. There's layers and layers going on all at the same time.
Oh, for sure. I mean, and the planetary aspects are playing a heavy influence on that. These things that are going on right now, we've got retrograde, we've got a new moon coming up next week, and we've got this sextiling, this and trine, which very rare things that are happening. And we're all energy. So we are all going to be affected by these planetary alignments because it affects the light, it affects the polarities, and it affects all of the metaphysical energies that we experience on a day-to-day basis. And the more knowledge that we have, or the more remembering that we do, the more we're able to adapt when these things happen. And, you know, retrograde traditionally affects my technology, and I know that it has many other people also.
Yeah.
And we're able to understand why this is happening at certain times of the year. This is something to do with what, it, 50 million people can't experience PC problems.
At the same time.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll pick up on this when we come back.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
Join Elliot Jolish, the business therapist, each Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern for the Elliot Jolish Hour, as he interviews business experts on your behalf. And you're invited to email your business questions to questions@ecjgroup.com for answers, live, on air, every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on the Elliot Jolish Hour. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Free your mind. Expand your soul. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
So here we are, back again, and we were talking about the retrogrades and the new moons and everything coming up and how it does affect us. And it does affect us. And, you know, astrology is astrology. There are many forms of astrology, but when you look at true astrology, the lining up of the planets and how it does affect us, we've been relying on this energy since man's evolved. And now we're understanding more. We're able to assimilate more with what's going on around us. And the more people that do that and they disregard the BS that's out there, the BS that's published out there, the misinformation or the disinformation, is to be able to decipher it quickly if they have to read it or watch it. But it's everyone's running around scared. It's everyone's running around with this whole attitude of selfishness. And, you know, I don't, that's not a blanket, there's a blanket comment, because it is. I mean, I remember helping people when they were young, when I was younger, saying hello, good morning, good afternoon, how are you doing? And, you know, nobody says that anymore. And we've become so self-centered, but we're looking externally, as you said earlier, Terry, for answers. And we can, one of the things that I've learned with this awakening process is looking for information, finding the information that resonates, and then using that information to develop your evolution further or your expansion further, and not foster yourself in this pot of den of inequity. You know, you get stuck, you get drawn into that circle of repetitiveness, or the same other people bringing you down, your energy's down, or you're giving your energy away when you need to reclaim it for yourself. And it's, you know, don't allow yourself to get carried away with it, but understand that it's there to serve you, and it's there to help you on your path back to one. And it is important that you understand this journey is about you. It's not about anybody else. And going internally.
Yeah, I find also, because everyone experiences everything differently, and what resonates with you might not resonate with someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always to keep a discerning mind. Is if you seek outwardly for information, it's to select, like you were saying, what resonates with your soul.
Mm.
And but to remain objective at the same time.
Yep.
Because like I said, we experience things so differently, person to person, and what may help you may not help someone else. So mm-hmm. it's always to rely on your own inner knowing, your own inner guidance as your true path. Your soul knows best.
Yeah, stop listening to others and listen to yourself. And that's,
yeah,
you know,
looking. It's good to search for help and support. But you have to know that it's your own self that knows the best guidance, the best way forward.
Yep. Yep. Which is why talking to yourself is sometimes good.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, if you know, one of the things that Tesla talks about is don't view the world as bricks and mortar, view it as energies and frequencies. And
yes.
then you'll understand what everything is about.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, there's many people out there trying to motivate the world to change. And it's through social media, through whatever, radio stations or television channels and things like this. And there's lots of people out there trying to allow these subtle tones of change to come through. And we must never forget, where there's one, there will always be another.
Yeah.
Where there's light, there is darkness. There's no, you know, it's getting that in balance, into a state of balance where everything is just, everything is fair. And this is, you know, claiming our own power is the beginning of that, and not being, we're actually leading, not being led. And we're making our own choices for our reasons, not for other people's reasons. And this is, you know, that is going back into a selfish state. It's one of self-love. And then you bring your own microcosmos together with people that you value and cherish and you have everything in common. And you have that very small support network around you. And as you go on through your life, you meet other people and you meet and deal with new challenges. And you overcome them much quicker and much more easily and much less stressed. And at the end of the process, as you go through different levels of the process, you get to a place where you've never been before. And one may say it's evolution. It's, yes, it is evolution in one regard, but it's evolution through an expanded consciousness, because I haven't got from this place to that place without working on myself, or you working on yourself. And that's, I believe, the most important underlying thread of this with past lives. If you start having past life memories, do some more work with it. Look where it's, where it went to, how it got there, why it got there. Because we have this mass library attached to the internet now. We have all of these tools available. And what I fear is that those that are more mature and waking up rapidly and learning all of these new things and are discovering what life in the universe is about, we have lots of other people to help also. This younger generation that is just all of a sudden woken up. We need to stand in position. We need to stand up with pride and no fear and say, I'm here to help you, and I will help you, and I will help you understand and show you ways of getting to yourself. And it's the sharing that we need to go back to, the sharing of love. And, you know, this is one thing that man has forgotten. Man has become very hostile, very aggressive, very protective, which is defensive. And that's an ego position. It means we live in no trust. We live in fear. And this is also an ego position. So whose ego mind are we beginning to fall into? Which trap are we falling into? It's somebody else's wish to keep you in the position that you're in. When you claim your power and you start to do what you want to do for your own choices, you're in a much better place. You're in a stronger position. And it doesn't matter whether somebody calls you crazy or silly or something else, because it doesn't resonate with them, doesn't mean to say that it's not true. And it's your truth. And if you believe in it, because this is what you've experienced, it will always remain your truth. Nobody can take that away from you. And sometimes you will get into situations where you really don't need to talk about your beliefs and your thought processes. And you know, you need to be able to have that balance of being able to interact with others also, with others in society, and still retain your beliefs. And your ego will always be challenged. And it's up to you to manage that process of the trigger. Where's it come from? Why am I doing this? What's the lesson to be learned? Does it resonate with something I've done before? If so, thank you very much for the reminder and send it away. And that's a short little program that you can write for your mind to follow when you're triggered. And it is, you know, the difference between reaction and response is 5 seconds.
And we also revisit situations or lessons that we thought we learned or we have learned come back for review. Like during this Mercury retrograde, things come back for review and our patterns come back. But even though we learned the lesson, they come back for us to see, to look at it with a different view, a different objective, yep, to see how far we've progressed, and to realize, like, wow, I really learned that lesson really well. Like, I see that situation so differently now. Things do come back, but it is only to remind us of how far we've grown and how far much we've learned.
Oh, for sure, absolutely, and that is the important thing, is when you're aware of what's going on, you will get this situation where you will be thanking yourself and you'll be grateful to yourself and you'll be applauding yourself for, oh wow, I didn't do that this time, I've learned something. So as Terry said, these situations will come again, they will present themselves, and the more testing the situation, the more likelihood it's going to be pushing your ego, and you're maintaining your, let's say, control and calm over the situation. But it's a big test. It's a big test to see if you recognize or acknowledge when you're going off the path also. So you do need to go to your shadow side, and you're finding yourself going to the extremities, like you're testing yourself deliberately to see where you are on this journey, and you're presented with situations that you just have to deal with. I was presented with one this morning that I had to deal with. It was, for me, it was a big situation, and I had to involve a lot of people in remedying that situation, but I did it in peace and calm. And it's important that we're able to do so. And maintaining that sanity is always a challenge, because other people perceive us differently as we perceive them. And our whole perception on everything that we're doing is completely unique now. We're forming our own clear clarity of life. And we're speaking to people that think the same and believe the same, maybe have different interpretations because of words. But in overall essence, they are of the same thought process, which is we are being asked to change the way humanity is existing and to go back to remembering things like Atlantis. You know, I've had a couple of flashback journeys with a soul sister of mine where I've received images, and it's told a story about Atlantis. And on that, we'll leave it, the show. Terry?
Yes?
It's been a pleasure as usual to speak with you. Much love and light to you there in Ottawa.
Same for you.
Thank you very much. Next week's show, we have a slight amendment to the agenda. We will be talking about twin flames and the energies around twin flames and the things that we've brought with us to heal, and the difficulties of a twin flame relationship or a twin flame union and the purpose of this. Unfortunately, my guest was unable to join me next week. So I'll be heading the show myself. In the meantime, have a beautiful and loving week. Until then, see you next time.